do, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so lots to discuss. Going to give you an update, actually, and it's not good news, although I guess it could have been a lot worse, but it's still pretty horrible considering. We talked about the Evan Emery case several weeks back, maybe a few months ago. And just to bring you back up to speed, this is the young man, probably early 20s, who went to an elementary school. And he's a guitar player, singer, kind of like a folk guitar singer guy, acoustic guitar. He goes into one of the classes at this elementary school and sings them a little folk, you know, fun little guitar song that you might play for some kids. And that went over well, and the kids liked it. And they got some video footage of him singing and, you know, the kids and their reactions, as you might do. You know, two cameras, perhaps, get some, some kind of coverage, I guess they call it, of the audience. And then, later on, what this guy did was he actually took that footage and overlaid a different song onto it.
Oh, dear.
And
did you hear the story?
No, but I just...
And this different song, you know, I feel like I saw the original song. I don't know if it's still online. It's got to be on there somewhere. It's got to be online somewhere. We tried looking for it last night.
It's crude and lewd.
Yeah, we tried looking for it last night. I couldn't find it. But, yeah, essentially...
It's not gone from the internet, I can assure you.
No, probably not. But essentially, it took the same, I guess, theme or the same music that the original song had, I think. And then when he would sing the vulgar lyrics, they would cut over to footage of, like, the audience or the kids or something like that. Because, obviously, he wasn't singing those lyrics in the class, so they can't show that part of the video. But it made it look like he was singing, like, vulgar, pornographic kind of lyrics to the
young children.
Yeah, I mean, it was a kindergarten class or something like that.
With the teacher applauding.
With everybody just looking, you know, like they're having a ball, I guess.
It's a joke. Yeah,
yeah, it's incredible. You know, it's tasteless, but it's funny, right? It's an adult. It's an adult humor.
It's very South Park. I mean, you know, it's that sort of
Saturday Night Live. You could totally see them doing something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But because he's not Saturday Night Live, he's just Evan Emery, they were able to go after him. Like, if they'd gone after Lorne Michaels in Saturday Night Live, he'd have a team of lawyers, like, jumping all over it, and it would be no issue whatsoever.
What about Betty White saying, "Would you like to eat my muffin?"
But so, I mean, does he say that to a child?
No.
Okay. So the issue is that they basically went after this guy for child pornography, is pretty much what they did. So let me give you the update on the case here from hypervocal.com. Evan Emery's cunning attempt at musical comedy turned very serious very quickly. The 21-year-old Michigan man won't be laughing as he spends the next 2 months in the Muskegon County Jail. The whole nightmare for Emery began when he posted a video of himself on YouTube singing a sexually explicit song to elementary school students. But before you take the side of law enforcement and the county, it's not as raunchy and inappropriate as it sounds. The video was only edited to make it appear as if the young children were in the classroom, even though they weren't. Emery posted two disclaimers on the video that elementary school students were not exposed to the explicit lyrics. The footage of the children was recorded in January when he performed a clean song for the class, and it was later that he edited, as we explained. On Tuesday, Judge William Moretti of the Muskegon County 14th Circuit Court sentenced Emery under a previously arranged plea deal. Oh.
Yep. This is it. They didn't have to prove child pornography. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to prove anything because his worthless lawyer, if he in fact even had one, just dead. You know, he's not a trial lawyer. He's just
scared.
Yeah, I don't care if he's scared. Well, this is stupid.
Well,
and if you walk out in the path of an oncoming bus, I'm not going to shed a tear if you get hit.
Okay, hold on a second.
What was mean.
Yeah, what was he facing in the event that he did not take the plea?
Something really high.
20 years in prison.
A jury of his peers is going to convict him?
There is not a jury of his peers.
You think that the oldest, stupidest, craziest nuts are going to put him in prison for this?
Calm down.
It's crazy. This is insane. It's insane that he took it. It's insane that they would give it to him. It's insane.
You need to take that sweater off. You're getting too hot.
Did you drink caffeine tonight?
No, I didn't have any caffeine. This is insane.
His face is beat red.
It's
He's
crazy.
Yelling at me.
I don't understand why you feel so bad for this guy.
We're watching you like
Mark.
Nuts.
I feel bad. You took a damn plea deal, didn't you?
I did take a plea deal.
Okay, well, did you know better back then?
I was guilty.
No, you weren't. You didn't commit murder.
Felony one, murder. All you have to do is be in the presence of something going down and have committed a felony. Trying to make a drug deal is a felony. That makes it felony one, murder, my friend.
Well, whatever, Mark. All I'm saying is you need to have some
child pornography.
You need to have some empathy for this guy. I agree with you. Sure. He didn't. And I agree with you.
He had a stupid lawyer. And look, he's a lawyer.
He might have had a lazy lawyer. I agree with you that he shouldn't have taken the plea deal, but I can empathize with
why... I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him.
If he's going to jump in front of a bus, then I'm not going to let him.
I wouldn't shed a tear. Did you see any tears?
You sound like a
no
total
tears.
Jerk. Okay, Michelle, let's have a little compassion moment here.
Okay,
we have some compassion on this show.
Yes.
So I agree with what Mark's saying about the idea that he should not have taken that plea deal.
Right.
He should have taken it to court. Even if he had to take it on himself,
yep.
just take it to the jury and see what happens in that case, because now he is probably going to be labeled as a sex offender for the rest of his life. I mean, there's some real problems with what he did, no doubt. But I can empathize with why.
There are problems with what he did in making the video, or there are problems
with
what
video.
He did? Okay.
I think the video is fine.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
But, I mean, don't you agree that we can empathize with him and his position, like, even though we know better?
The fact that he's going to be labeled for the rest of his life a sex offender and have to register most likely in every town he ever lives in, and he can't live within certain, feed or whatever of,
he's all of those.
Schools and... You know, it's terrible.
It makes me so angry.
Point of clarification, he did not plead to the child porn charge. He pled to a reduced charge of unlawful posting of an internet message with aggravating circumstances.
But he's not allowed to be within certain part of his sentence. I saw this on CNN a week ago. Part of his sentence means he's not allowed to be within a certain amount of feet of kids.
You're correct. Here's the actual sentence for you. So 60 days in jail, 2 years of probation, which, of course, is easy to violate, and 200 hours of community service. Of course, if he misses, that, then he'll go back
to
jail.
So long as it's not helping out of the school.
Mandatory counseling and fines and costs. So we don't even know how much money they're going to demand out of him. And when he emerges from jail, Emory can't be within 500 feet of children under the age of 17, which is a crazy restriction.
Can you imagine? I mean, if I were a 20-something-year-old woman and, thinking back half my life ago and what I knew and my experience and everything. And I was dating a guy and he said, and we fell in love, we wanted to get married and have children. He's like, oh, by the way, we can't live close to school. I'm a registered sex offender. Da-da. I mean, gosh, how do you just...
How do you deal with it?
Well, it's not made clear here whether that restriction against not being near children, whether that applies for the rest of his life or just the 2 years that he's on probation. I would guess it's probably just the 2 years. But nonetheless, I think we can empathize, Mark. This is what I didn't hear from you earlier, was I'm understanding why people are frightened. It's okay.
I'm angry at him for taking the plea. It's not okay. It's not okay
to
take a plea like this.
People are scared.
You can watch television and see that this kind of thing is done all the time.
People take the plea deal all the time.
No, I'm talking about the kind of comedy that he's done. Is all he'd have to do is bring up, look, jury, take a look at this. Hear the audience laughing? This is funny.
I get what you're saying, Mark, but that doesn't make it any less scary. When you're looking at 20 years in prison...
I can't be angry at a man for not having bravery?
Calm down, dude. I mean, being angry at him is not going to get him to be brave. Do you understand? Maybe empathizing with him
would be a little... But sergeants are angry at enlisted men all the time.
And you think that that's ineffective?
Runs them out in front of bullets.
Gosh,
so what are you talking
about?
Quite
an evening.
Yeah, so you're using, so you're using the government as an effective method for changing people's minds?
You said that it wouldn't make him brave. And I'm telling you that it would make him do the things that brave people do.
Jack to do all sorts of.
I would never do things like that.
Make him brave.
I'm going to tell. I'm going to give him good advice, which clearly this Jack Paul didn't have.
You get it. Call names like Jack Paul. He could be listening to this tonight, Mark. Did you think about that?
I feel bad for the guy, but he shouldn't have done it.
Is this what you would say to him in person if he were here in studio? Would you be yelling at him like this?
I wish he would have gotten my advice before.
If you were here, I'd give you a cupcake.
All right, 800-2. Then they were good cupcakes. She has them not here tonight. 800-259-9231. We're here with the angry man. It's Free Talk Live.
What you're talking about?
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we will give you the features completely free. Live streams, we got them there. Live broadband stream, that's available. We've got a dial-up stream as well. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to access those. Plus, you'll learn about our 95 great radio stations that carry the show throughout the week in various different times, the satellite feeds that we have, including XM, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn all the different ways you can get Free Talk Live into your ears and others' ears. Again, listen.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. I'm giving you a follow-up here on the Evan Emery case. We discussed it a little while back, I guess probably a few months ago, where a young man, 21 years old, had gone into an elementary school classroom, I think it was a kindergarten class, sang a song, played a guitar.
Nice little thing for him.
Yeah, it was very nice. Yeah, took some video footage of the event, and then later edited in some vulgar lyrics into the video and posted that on YouTube.
Children were never exposed to those lyrics.
Not unless they watched the video on YouTube, but no, not in the class. They were not,
exposed. And there were two warnings on the video, right?
Correct. So he tried to cover his butt on that, and he tried to have a little bit of fun and you know, put up an adult video that is likely very amusing. And they came after him for it. They charged him with... Remember, they can charge you with anything they want to until you actually take a plea deal or get convicted. You're not supposed to be guilty. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But with all of the hatred that will rain down on somebody when you mess with the children... and that's... Let me give you a little bit more here.
But he didn't mess with the children.
Well, that's... But they feel... The parents felt like he did.
How?
And... Don't ask me, Mark. It's just an emotional... It doesn't make any sense. So they went after him with what he believed to be was going to be a 20-year prison sentence. Was charged with manufacturing child pornography. Now, he did end up taking a plea deal to a reduced charge of unlawful posting of an internet message with aggravating circumstances. Will spend 60 days in jail and be on probation for 2 years.
Now, I thought when I saw it on CNN, I thought that he took a plea for some kind of sex charge because he wasn't allowed to be within how far of kids?
And he's not allowed to, when he gets out of jail, not allowed to be within 500 feet of children under the age of 17.
But for how long, we don't know.
Right. The idea that a 16-year-old is a child, I think, is also an insult as well to those 16-year-olds. Anyway, under the reduced charge, Emery will not have to sign up on the sex offender registry, which would have been the biggest crime committed by anyone involved in this case. This is according to hypervocal.com, a little editorializing there. The video was taken off of YouTube because of the lawsuit, and we are unable to find a copy of it online. The judge now considers it contraband, but some of the sexual lyrics in the song included, "I like the way you make your body move, come on girl, see how long it takes to make your panties mine." And a few other things,
you know,
as well. They're a little more explicit.
Okay, so with young children and that whole thing, I remember when my youngest one would, you know, do his little dance thing. I think he was like 6 years old, and I'd have dinner parties, and Aziza would sing, and Omar would play, do magic tricks, and Faisal would do his thing. And so he used to like to sing, "Take off your shirt and sing it in the air," and then he'd get down to "Take off your thong and sing," and you know he'd do this whole little thing, and it was funny and it was cute, and he'd mimic things and all that, and I just think, you know, and then another little boy I know would, you know, do that song, "You got to move it, you got to," you know, and he'd do these things, and the kids don't have any idea.
Right, they don't know what it means.
Right, but it's hysterical.
It can be really funny. I think that there's, I think there's a point of taking it too far, and this is it. It shows that people, like, it would have been taking it too far to sing this in front of the kids. But he didn't.
He would have been told to leave.
What if he had done that in front of the kids? What would have been the worst that should have happened to him in that case? Would it have been child pornography?
Well, what should happen to a parent that plays modern pop music, which is all about
sex,
bumping, grinding,
right,
humping, and doing it in the corner or whatever? What
or
should happen to them?
Some Miss Britney.
Well,
experience.
Mark, you mentioned the Saturday Night Live and how they might do something like this, something creative, an adult like this. And I was thinking just a moment ago, I realized that something like this has been done, and I can think exactly of what it was. It was the Dave Chappelle Show. Do you recall? Have you ever seen this show?
Oh, I've seen Dave Chappelle. Sure.
So Dave
Chappelle,
a very
funny show.
Comedian. One of his characters. It's kind of a skit show.
Oh,
one of his characters is Tyrone Biggums, a crack addict.
Yeah.
And at one point, Tyrone Biggums goes into a school classroom and starts doing his spiel about, you know, smoking crack rocks. I mean, it's just and I haven't seen that skit in a while, so I can't say for certain. But I'm pretty sure there were some wide shots where you can see the kids in the class with Tyrone
Jerome Bigham's, and he's saying some pretty outrageous things.
Yeah, he's talking about how acid is a LSD is a good value for your drug dollar.
Yeah, I don't think they did any dubbing with that, but maybe it was cropped in. Maybe they weren't actually in those shots when he was saying those things. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Or maybe the parents all signed waivers, and they're like, my kid's going to be in it.
Right, sure, sure.
Skit, you know.
But either way.
Some parents have let their kids hang out with Michael Jackson. I mean, for God's sakes, who got a charge there?
Yeah.
So parents of students from Beechinow Elementary featured in the short segment attended the sentencing hearing and applauded the decision. One parent told WWMT, he said, it was lewd. It was disgusting. It was perverted. You are no longer a child. You are an adult. You should have known better. Fellow parent Charles Willick said, an innocence was taken, something we as parents try very hard to keep.
How
something
was innocence
we hold sacred
taken?
And dear was taken from the kids.
Is this a public school?
Wasn't made clear.
It doesn't matter.
Well, no, it would to me in that, okay, so you parents are going to teach your children that it's okay to steal so long as there's a benefit there.
There's a lot longer road to try to explain that to them. I get where you're coming from, and I don't disagree, but I got to say, it's going to be difficult to convince them of that.
Hypervocal.com continues their commentary. Willick, the parents' reactionary inflammatory rhetoric begs the ultimate question. What innocence exactly was taken from the kids here? From their perspective, all they saw was a musician come in and sing them a happy, appropriate song. They were only exposed to the real thing. Emery only edited in the raunchy lyrics after the fact, so unless these first graders have been surfing the internet like 4chan pros and can dig up a copy of a video that doesn't exist on the internet, how would they have ever seen the finished video?
Good
what
point.
Innocence was taken?
None. This is somebody who's, you know, clearly just, you know, speaking in an emotional and hyperbolic fashion.
They didn't like that their kids were featured in the video. Really, that's what it boils down to. They didn't like that the likenesses of their children were featured in the final adult copy of this video placed online. But that's so what? They don't have. I don't think they should have the right to complain about it.
I don't think it's worth, 2 months worth of a guy's life being thrown in jail and then 2 years of probation. Don't forget the tax dollars.
Okay, let's change this up a little bit. What if he had redone the video as he did and then sold it and made money off it? So, because I know that there are, when we were doing some filming for something once, every single person that was out by this pool, even they all had to sign
a waiver.
Otherwise, we couldn't use them in the shot.
Yeah,
I think if he knew ahead of time that he was going to sell it for money, that he probably should get a waiver. However, if he does the video, he does the little cute thing, and for some reason somebody comes along and says, hey, I'll give you $1,000 for that. Then I don't think that that's as big of a, I don't think it should matter.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. I'd like to talk more about the waiver here in a moment. Also, take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So enjoy those, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you want freedom? Build freedom. Do you have programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
So there's a little bit more here to this story, and there are, of course, different aspects that I think are worthy of being discussed with this. Evan Emery, who's now been sentenced to 60 days in a jail cell, has to stay away from children, has to be within, cannot be within 500 feet of any venue where children under the age of 17 gather. I guess that's much more specific.
So he can't go to Disneyland?
Can't go to the movies, I guess. It's just a crazy amount of restrictions for a young man who simply made a YouTube video. Now, you thought that you lived in the land of the free. You thought that if you had some video footage, you could just put it together, put it online, and, you know, and people would hate it, or they'll like it, or whatever. They'll hit the thumbs up, they'll hit the thumbs down, and that would be the end of it. But no, this guy's going to jail because he made a YouTube video. He's going to be on probation for 2 years because he made a YouTube video. And here's what his lawyer had to say. This is a young...
Does it say whether this guy is a public defender or not, this lawyer?
Not made clear.
And where was he? He was prosecuted in Michigan under some state law or federal state?
I would imagine that was a state law. I'm not clear on that either.
Because YouTube, people from all over the world can post on YouTube.
That's correct.
This is a young man who's ready to accept his punishment, but I ask that you do not impose the one recommendation that he has kept away from people under the age of 17, said the attorney to the judge. This was one error in judgment. Someone else came up with the idea that maybe it would be funny to have kids in the video. It was a very, very poor decision. I think it's a fair sentence, and he was ready and willing to serve 60 days in jail. So clearly this attorney
sold him
down the river. That's correct.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah. I've thought about this, and I suspect I know what happened here. The punishments, whatever they are, seemed okay to the kid compared to the incredible legal bill. It's probably going to be tens of thousands of dollars to fight this. He figured, I'm not going to make $30,000 in 2 months. I'll just take the time. Probation, I don't do anything wrong. I'll take the probation.
Yeah.
You know, and, well, I'd prefer not to be, you know, kept away from groups of kids or whatever, but maybe I can get my lawyer to argue that down.
Well, yeah, most people don't think to not try a lawyer. Most people don't think to go the jurisdictionary.com route and do it themselves and save thousands upon thousands of dollars. And you may win anyway, because then you get to connect directly with the jury.
I cannot imagine. I'm just this naive, but I just can't imagine a jury of Americans convicting this kid for this. I mean, he's mildly articulate, he'd be able to get...
Well, Mark, we've seen a jury convict people for trespassing when they were walking around the jail property up here in Keene, New Hampshire. It was like a cut and clear case. They should not have done that, but they did it anyway.
So let me play devil's advocate for 1 second. Okay, so I'm a mom, and my kid's in the video.
Yep.
And I'm irritated. I say, for example...
Will you not be irritated when I go to jail for 2 months?
No. So here I am. I'm irritated because the parents went forth, right? So I'm an irritated parent.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any remedy for me here?
Because your kid was in the video?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why should there be?
What kind of remedy does he want? What do they want?
Okay, so let's say that my child is a child actor and gets paid and is, you know, not to be in any other professional or amateur, you know, video or theater, da-da-da. And now, because of this video, they've lost their equity card and can't perform.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
That seems really unlikely.
That would not happen. I mean, why would they pull his equity card when the child was not in control of what happened in this circumstance? I mean, that seems silly. Plus, you've got paparazzi and people that are taking pictures of celebrities, so your child could be that child and celebrity, could be photographed in real life, and you could take the photograph and animate that on a video if you wanted to.
Which is a good point, the paparazzi. So was the paparazzi that shot the photo of Britney Spears without her panties and with the hoo-hoo?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they got in trouble in the magazine for...
Why would they? They're in public.
Pornography.
They're in public.
No, they blurred it out.
No, I don't know. It's not blurred out.
Oh, well, I'm sure you can find the real one online. Thanks, you've checked it out, have you?
We're always talking about remedy, and we're always talking about not using the state. So I was just trying to kind of field out to see whether or not,
If the parents want some kind of remedy, I think that they could probably go and you know, talk to this kid, but they don't want to do that. They want blood.
They want violence.
This is a mob.
Teach him a lesson. Send a message to anyone else who would use our children in these debased ways.
Yeah.
Well, here's what the judge had to say. The man in the robe said that if Emery had children of his own, he likely wouldn't have made the video at all. Quote, Mr. Emery, you are not a parent, and if you were, you would have never engaged yourself in this type of behavior. Those of us who are parents take a very dim view of this behavior. I suspect those who aren't don't find this to be a big deal.
This is so pathetic. This guy grandstanding here for his next round of votes. I mean, you know, the fact is that these kind of skits have been done. You mentioned Dave Chappelle, who has kids. He did it. So clearly parents would do this.
He also prohibited Emery from posting the video in question on the internet or doing live performances of the song in question, and said the YouTube video in question is now considered contraband. He says it's to prohibit the continuing victimization of these children. Moretti granted Emery work release as requested by Nolan, who said his client had gainful employment at an investment firm, apparently.
So he's not really even going to jail. He's going to work release.
I don't know, Mark. I'm not sure what that would entail. Would that mean he'd have to go to jail at night?
Yeah. It's not just jail necessarily at night, but if he's working at an investment firm, likely that's true. You would leave in time to go to work, and then you would return directly home from work to a confinement facility.
So, red-faced Emery listened to Hellman and another student's father blast him for his actions. It was lewd, it was disgusting, and it was perverted. Hellman said of the video, "You are an adult and you knew better. You hurt everyone in that community, not just those little kids. You had no sense of morals or judgment. If it was up to me, I'd send you to a military to learn that. You did not need, you do need psychiatric help. What you did was very, very wrong." Charles Willick, another Beach New parent, said Emery put his daughter out there for the World Wide Web to see and never considered what that would do to his family or the community. "Every time I see footage on TV, my six-year-old daughter is front and center. It's out there and it still exists. Who knows how many copies got printed off?" There's, apparently you can print videos. "There is no real remorse here from Evan or his supporters. A line was crossed in an infamous attempt to gain fame and comedic response from his friends." It's just so
pathetic. Well, I would agree that that's what he did. And
it's just pathetic.
Infamous, this, you know, I mean.
I'm sorry. The whole idea. This is tied in with this sexting phenomenon as well. This thing that a lot of teenagers are doing. Taking pictures of themselves nude or in, you know, bra and panties and
teenagers,
whatever.
Have you never done it?
Sexting?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. But when you look at this and what's going on, it's very similar in that the idea from the state is, what is being communicated is that children, teens, if you are caught in your panties on the internet, or if you are in a video by some guy who's making a comedy video on the internet that's somewhat lurid, then your lives will be ruined forever.
You're a victim.
One video on YouTube out of how many billions of videos on YouTube? This is all it will take, children. Just one video, and life will be destroyed.
I'm posed in a jacuzzi with a wet T-shirt, tank top, and, like, I guess they were kind of like bathing suit bottoms, but, like, I had, like, a 32 double D rack when I was 15, and and so, I mean, I was this hottie patottie and, you know, scantily clad, you know, and it was sent out as a freaking Christmas card by this photographer, and I mean, I was doing I was modeling for this other thing, and I was kind of goofing around when he was shooting those pictures, but it is sexy, but I was just playing. And
did he know you were 15?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
okay. But I mean, the fact that, you know, it's all over Beverly Hills, and I didn't get any compensation for that, but I'm hardly scarred.
Right. Is it still hanging over your head today? I mean,
I'd love a coffee. Does anyone have one?
Yeah, me too. Let me know if you picked that up. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Do you think this guy should be going to jail? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. High glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
By the way, the features on the site include news updates, so if you'd like, you can get signed up and follow our email updates or Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. As we go to your thoughts, your calls, we're talking about the Evan Emery situation, but you can bring up whatever you'd like. Evan sentenced to 60 days in jail, 2 years probation, can't be anywhere 500 feet within anywhere where children gather under the age of 17, etc. There's more to it, but let's get to your thoughts here. This is all for making a video that some people found offensive online, using some images, some video footage of children in a small town, I guess a town in Michigan or something like that. And let's go to Michigan, where Andrew is on the line. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I live about 40 minutes away from where the thing happened, the videotaping, and mm-hmm. I just wanted to bring up. I absolutely agree. It's not worth 60 days in jail. You know, being a voluntarist and hopefully move her to the Free State Project someday. You know, I see what's going on here.
Do you think it's worth any kind of punishment?
I'm curious about that. I if I had to sit down and sort it out, it might be worth some sort of maybe civil lawsuit, maybe some sort of.
What would the damages be?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think what happened, though, is because he sort of lied to the teacher, I guess he was a friend of the teacher, and he had to, like, lie to the principal, they don't want the blame. So they're going to pass it on to him because they don't want the teachers yelling at the principal.
How did he lie to the teachers?
He said he was going to just come in. He was, according to MLive.com, which is the sort of, like, MichiganLive.com, MLive, that's a big newspaper site. Basically, he was a friend of the teacher's and said he was working on his like secondary, or his, he was going to be a teacher. And so this is part of like a classroom thing to like kind of have a portfolio.
So
where,
she let him into the class under the ruse that it was something for his teacher credentials?
Yeah, it was sort of like to build up his portfolio. Like, look, this is how I can, you know, this is how I can deal with the kids. I'm good at music. and this is how I could create like projects and whatnot.
Again, I don't see any damages there. I mean, okay, yeah. So he told a story to get access. He didn't do anything that harmed anybody. I mean, so does Borat. So does Sacha Baron Cohen as his characters. They always tell a story to get him in there.
I find the Borat stuff to be really difficult for me to watch.
Tasteless.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I see some people really like it. Some people don't. And I'm not going to say
the way he treated Ron Paul.
That's awful. He's got some good skits. The telling the lies so that they can get it, so they can get in there and then make a silly video.
So turn the channel.
Well,
there's no damage. I mean, if you tell a lie.
Hold on. But what I'm saying is my interpretation of this originally was he went in, he did this nice thing for this class, and then he thought, hey, I could kind of fiddle with this video, and
what he did.
Yeah, it looks to me now.
You think he thought after the fact?
Intense.
No, it was clearly his intent.
The whole time that he intended it, though.
No, absolutely, it was clearly that was his intent from the very beginning.
I did not get that.
That seemed pretty clear to me. He went in there with a plan, and he shot.
He waste all his time doing that?
Because it's probably funny. Funny looking at the kids.
You live in northern Michigan or western Michigan, and you're bored, and your friend's like, hey, this would be funny. Okay.
I don't know if I believe the story that it was his friend that suggested it. I'm not sure if I believe that. That was the claim during the trial. I think that it was probably him that came up with it. Maybe he was drinking with his buddies or something like that. But
do you know if he was if it was a public school or a private school?
I didn't catch it. I just went to MLive.com to check out the article again because I saw it when it came on back in February.
Well, what would it matter if it
was? I think it was public. All I'm saying is that I think this is really the principal and the teacher scapegoating on this kid because the parents are ticked off and they need somebody's got to hurt for it.
It's a public
the principal
school.
Doesn't want to hurt and the teacher doesn't want to hurt. So they're going to pass it on to the other guy.
Beachnow Elementary School. Ravenna's Beachnow Elementary School is a public school. But what does that matter, Michelle?
Actually, I was just, from my own information, we've talked in the past about Michigan and how like 60% of so many of the services are closing down. And I just was kind of wondering if this is maybe like kind of a really there's another agenda that's present possibly,
Andrew, anything else you want to share?
Nope, that's it, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Another story here from MLive.com. A previously unfazed Evan Emery quickly turned distraught and stressed moments after he was booked into the Muskegon County Jail to begin his 60-day sentence. Speaking by jail phone in a visitor's booth to the Chronicle just minutes after his booking was complete, Emery, hands over his face, sometimes fighting back tears, reeled with frustration. Emery spoke passionately about the misconception the public has of him and his music since his infamous YouTube post landed him in jail. Emery posted a video, and we explained that what happened, but for those of you who might just be tuning in, he made it look like he was singing a sexually graphic song to a class of first graders. Excuse me, it wasn't kindergartners, but close enough. And including close-ups of their faces seeming to react to the dirty lyrics. The video angered parents, and he was looking at a 20-year felony. Under a plea deal, he got it reduced. He says, I've been judged since this thing started. I knew I was going to do this jail sentence. I knew this was going to happen. I'm just stressed because I sat there in court and I listened to what the prosecutor said. The prosecutor told the judge prior to sentencing that Emery has continued to seek notoriety since he was charged and should be denied work release because he had been unemployed at the time he entered his no-contest plea to the charge. Said that Emery only landed a ruse job at the last minute to get some time outside of the jail during his sentence. He said that I lost my previous job that I had because of all this. What sane person wouldn't want to see the sunlight, he said, of hoping for work release. Meanwhile, Emery said the YouTube post has forever branded him as a child molester. He said he's remorseful but had no means of truly apologizing to the parents that he hurt. Some of the parents at the of the students spoke at the sentencing, and has that ever happened that you've ever seen? Do they just let anybody come in there and speak it?
Well, victims.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that these people were victims.
Right.
Well, if
he
pled to it.
What is wrong with people? Like, pranks are funny. Like, didn't you play Ding Dong Ditch and Purse and stuff like that when you were a kid?
Would Candid Camera even work today?
Exactly.
Or would everybody sue them?
Right.
Emery said, I can't call them. Look at the legal issues in that. I can't reconcile because I want to talk to these people. The only time they see me is in a picture in the paper or from a news camera. I'm a real person, and I do care. Moretti told Emery that one of the issues with the video is that he can't relate to parents because Emery has no children of his own. This is the judge that was lecturing him. Emery says he understands that, but he also had parents supporting him. He says, I don't understand what it's like to have kids, but even people who had kids said the video was funny. Since being booked into jail, Emery says he's been stewing over comments made by Ravenna parents and the prosecutor's office that he somehow has used the aftermath of the video posting to become famous. Emery said,
well, they did it then.
By blowing this up?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, if you didn't want it to be that big of a deal, you shouldn't have made a big deal about it.
There's no such thing as bad publicity kind of thing.
He said, this thing has happened to me.
Take a look at the girl who's saying Friday. I mean, is it possible
Friday,
to have...
Friday,
is it possible to have bad publicity?
Nope, she's done pretty good for herself from what I can understand since then. Mm-hmm. So Emery says that this thing has happened to me and I'm trying to make the best of it, but that was never the intention. Bolster my popularity? It's not about going on WSNX-FM to bolster my popularity. I'm trying to say I made a mistake. I know if people knew me, they would understand. It's so hard to talk to people. I can't trust anybody. This poor guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, from what he said, he felt like this was going to happen from the very beginning. He felt like they had it in for him, and he was scared. And this, I want to come back around to what we were discussing at the beginning of the hour, the idea that people are afraid. And it's understandable. I don't blame people for being afraid. The state has practice at being intimidating. This is what their job is.
Yep.
And they are very good at intimidating people, especially people who don't know their rights. They don't know about not taking the plea deal. They don't know about the system. They don't know anything. Most people don't know anything about how the system works until all of a sudden they're swooped into it by some nonsense crap charge like this, and then they're scared S-less of what might happen to them. Now, you and I both know that this guy wasn't going to spend 20 years in prison. Likely, that's probably would have been true had he actually gone through the trial. It probably would have come out in a certain way, but who knows? Maybe he would have been convicted. I doubt it would have been on that child porn charge. Because clearly it's not pornographic what was done. At least that's how I feel. But then again, I'm not a prudish parent. I'm not somebody who's stuck up about what I see on television. I mean, sometimes I don't
know
if
this is necessarily prudish as much as it's like, who wants to be the butt of a joke? I mean, that's how I see this one. If this guy came in with the intent, and early on, I did not understand this. I thought that he took some video he had and edited it as a joke. But in fact, he went in there as a joke.
I didn't want those kids to be
surprised. People don't like to be butts of your jokes.
Yeah, he said that I don't want those kids to be exposed to that kind of light, but then they put it on the 12 o'clock news. And the video blows up, he said. Emery said that the video may have had 100 hits, mainly from his friends on the internet when it was first posted, but the video has had thousands of hits after the media sensationalized it. So 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you think this guy should be going to jail, I'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.